This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. Sean Combs is headed to sentencing. In just a few hours, the rap mogul will learn how much longer he will remain behind bars at the Brooklyn Metropolitan Detention Center. While defense attorneys want just 14 months, the feds asked the judge to put Combs away for 11 years. Prosecutors argue Combs is clearly unrepentant and has left his victims living in fear. They ask that his sentence reflect the decades of psychological, emotional, and physical damage Combs has inflicted. Finally, the U.S. attorneys remind the judge Combs is not the victim, and the court should focus on the very real effects Combs' conduct had on the lives of actual victims. The court is still receiving letters of support and opposition from those close to the case, several incoming letters from Combs' fellow inmates, now his students. Listen.
Combs is now offering a six-week class, Free Game with Diddy. Combs is teaching the power of positive thinking, dealing with failure, goal setting, and other business strategies. The syllabus says the course offers exclusive insights into the journey of Sean Diddy Combs, tracing his rise from humble beginnings to a globally recognized icon. Inmates say Combs has done magical things for them, teaching them discipline and consistency, inspiring them to change their views on life, and getting them to focus on bettering themselves.
Combs students fawn over his teachings in letters to the judge. Quote, I know by applying myself in this class, it will help me become self-aware of my negative behavior, unquote. Another writes, Combs taught him to always hold himself accountable, to have self-discipline, and to always be consistent in his actions. A third says, based on Combs' teachings, the rap mogul deserves his freedom, adding that Combs isn't made for the MDC.
While Combs has requested to address the court in person, he also submitted a letter to Judge Subramanian reflecting on his criminal past. Combs admits he was shocked to learn how Jane, his anonymous ex-girlfriend, really felt about their relationship and blames his downfall on his selfishness, sadness, and life of excess. Combs claims he sometimes believed he would be better off dead when confronting the harm he has caused. Combs begs the judge for mercy, asking Subramanian not to make an example of him with a stiff sentence, but to make him an example of what a person can do with a second chance. In the same breath that Combs takes full accountability and responsibility for his past wrongdoings, he complains about the conditions at the MDC, calling his incarceration inhumane, though he has no one to blame for it but himself. Combs argues he has been sufficiently punished for his crimes. While ex-girlfriend Gina Huynh, the prosecution's missing victim 3, has written a support letter claiming Combs never victimized her and deserves leniency, several others have voiced harsh disagreement.
Several of Combs' victims have written to the court urging against leniency for the rap mogul. Cassie and her parents, assistants Mia and Capricorn Clark, stylist Deontay Nash, and personal chef Jordan Atkinson have all implored the judge to consider their safety, the full measure of Combs' harm, and Combs' troubling lack of accountability as he hands down a sentence.
Cassie pens an emotional 3-page letter to Judge Subramanian, recalling that the entire world watched footage of Combs kicking and beating her as she tried to run away from a freak-off. Cassie says, though defense attorneys called her relationship with Combs a great modern love story, nothing could be further from the truth. It was a horrific decade stained by abuse, violence, for sex and degradation, from which she still suffers horrific nightmares and flashbacks that require psychological care.
Cassie writes that if Sean Combs walks from the MDC in less than a month, his first action will be swift retribution against her and all those who spoke up about his abuse at trial. Cassie says she has real fear for her family's safety and has moved out of New York for their protection. Cassie insists the Combs she knows, the manipulator, the aggressor, the abuser, the trafficker, is still who he is today, and he has no interest in changing or becoming better. Other witnesses also wrote in.
Jordan Atkinson tells the judge she has serious fears for the safety of everyone who acted as a witness in the federal case. Atkinson writes, I know Sean Combs to be a very dangerous and spiteful man with a long memory and a panache for payback. Atkinson calls Combs a master manipulator and says she does not believe he can ever be rehabilitated, even calling for Combs to be banished to the middle of nowhere after serving the maximum sentence for each conviction.
Combs' former assistant, Mia, writes about the impact of the years of abuse she suffered from Combs and reliving it all on the stand. Mia comments on the leak of her true identity, saying her name is no longer her own and will forever be linked to her abuser. Mia asks the judge to deliver a sentence that reflects the full measure of harm that he has caused, the years of coercion, financial abuse, humiliation, and both physical and sexual violence. Mia requests she be allowed to deliver her impact statement in the courtroom. Combs' defense team staunchly opposes Mia providing a victim impact statement in open court. Mark Agnifilo insists that Mia is not a victim of anything, and her entire testimony at trial is an outright lie, down to her voice and demeanor on the stand. Prosecutors concede that Mia is not a victim of the crimes alleged in Combs' convictions, but Judge Subramanian allows the statement, pointing out the defense will have a fair opportunity to respond. It's unclear if any other victims plan to speak at the hearing, or if the court will only be hearing from Combs and Mia. Both prosecutors and the defense will have a chance to argue for their proposed sentence. Defense attorneys plan to show the court a 15-minute video in support of Combs' release in roughly a month's time. While Judge Subramanian will take all arguments into consideration, the decision lies solely with him. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.